Good morning. 8:32 a.m. on Tuesday, October the 20th, I believe. Yes, Tuesday, October 20, 2015.
I've got 11 days or so to finish this book. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a real, can I dig down and find it enough challenge to get it done. If I can go a week, I can probably go a week late and still make my November's time slot. But then it puts me a week behind for January, December, which puts me a week behind for January. So this is something I need to try to pull together. It's going to be more difficult because one of my birthday presents is coming today, my new pruning saw, and I'm going to have to go out and do some pruning, which will take an hour or more. And then last night while we were fixing dinner, the range died. The stovetop still works. The broiler still works. But the heating element is pretty much toast. It's been iffy for quite a while. And I noticed last night that the oven switch has kind of gone a little bit flaky. Where before there actually was a stop. It's not there anymore. You can just turn the knob around and around. That's not a good sign. So rather than tempt the fates, we'll be going out to buy a new range today. No problem. Good morning. Lady with a dog. I stepped out into the street so she could have the sidewalk with the dog. Just about the same time she stepped out into the street so I could have the sidewalk. So, yeah, that's going to be kind of a pain in the butt. With any luck, it won't take very long. I know kind of what I want. And that's just a question of going to the store, finding the model that they have that's closest to what I want, and then leaving. And having them deliver it, like, tomorrow. Which leaves a larger problem of what do I fix for supper tonight? It's down to anything that doesn't require an oven. Oh well. It's never easy. I also have to get a haircut. I'm gonna do that today, tomorrow. Because I'm kind of shaggy looking and I've got to go be on stage Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't want to look good.
So fall is visited with a vengeance while I have been sitting on my butt. Yesterday was another one of those days where things just got totally out of hand before I was even really awake. The kid did not go to school. And because she didn't go to school, I didn't walk early because I didn't know she wasn't going to go to school until it was too late to walk early. And I didn't walk immediately, and the next thing I knew, it was time to... I didn't have time before therapy, because therapy was at an odd time yesterday. So I didn't get to therapy until late. And it was almost noon before I got back with the groceries. And the delightful turkey that, unfortunately, I had to throw away because it sat in a cold oven for 3 hours. And then we had to go get fast food because people were hungry. It was dinner time, and I didn't have anything that I could fix that was dinner-like in such short notice. So I've had way too many carbs the last week. I need to get back in my regimen there for no carb, low carb. I've had already a week's worth of carbs this morning. And I've left a mess in the kitchen that I have to clean up as soon as I get home, so, yeah. It is beautiful. It's beautiful. It's... I say that, I look around and realize it's overcast. There's just pale, watery sun shining through. It's the lighting is very subdued. It's very diffuse. It's... the breeze has come up. It's kind of chilly. But the... but it's beautiful. I'm not quite sure where my head is, honestly. It's... lost somewhere. Oh, that is a good breeze. I'm looking at the colors because the diffuse lighting makes the yellows kind of pop against the green. Because there's still spruce trees. There's still some trees that haven't turned yellow. There are not very many reds here. Only a few maples scattered here and there. A lot of mountain ash, cottonwood turns sort of icky. But it's very fall-like. It has a very fall taste to the air, which is understandable given that it's near the end of October, coming into November, which I historically think of as winter, but is actually fall. There's some red trees. That's an interesting tree. It's red on the top and yellow at the bottom, unless I'm looking through two trees. No. Like one tree. I've never noticed a tree like that. It's Of course, it may be just that the bottommost leaves haven't started changing yet. They're not exactly yellow. They're just sort of pale green. They may turn red before they're done. A lot of leaves on the ground. Wow. A couple good windstorms and they'll be all on the ground. Aspen rustling here. Oh, did I go past the muck post without tapping it? Probably. How rare is that? I was so busy looking at the trees that I forgot the post. No, I don't have ADD. Why? Oh, look. Shiny. So, Ashes. In Ashes Born is doing really well. It's back above 300. It went down around 350, 370 for a couple of days. It's back for the moment. Last time I checked a few minutes ago, it was still back up above 300. It was around 250, which being 250 overall out of 2-3 million books in Kindle, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's on the front page of Space Opera. It's on the front page of, I don't know, maybe Action Adventure. I noticed it was the highest rated space opera the other day. I haven't looked to see what it is today, but thanks to all of you who've thrown 5 stars on it, and those have put 4, and those have put 3, a couple of people have put 1, and I do have one star, which is quite amusing.
Morning.
Good morning. He wanted to come say hi. The dog wanted to come say hi, but his owner was, no, sit, stay, stay, stay. He wanted to come so bad, but he stayed. He was a good dog. So Ashes is doing very well. I'm quite pleased, and I'm even more determined to get Smugglers out so I could get to Darkness. And somebody, back when I was struggling with trying to finish South Coast, said, you know, you can fight it, you can fight it, you can fight it, but you have to write the book that calls to you. And that advice, I think it might have been Tara Lee, it might have been Jamie, I'm not sure. But whoever said that was right, because clearly that was my problem. I had to go write Seeker One, I had to go write In Ashes Born, even though I didn't know what his title was at the time. But Milk Run, the Smugglers One book. Morning is the one that's calling. So yeah, that's the one I need to write. That's the one I want to write. That's the one that says, come on. Find out what this is about. Write this book. I have no idea. I have no idea how this is going to work. I don't. I really don't. This is going to be interesting. I have the feeling that if I could just get stuck into it, how many times have I said that? If I could just get stuck into it, I could easily have a 10, maybe even a 15K day. But it's going to be very difficult to do here while I'm strapped to the taxi and the stove and
taking care of all the other stuff that has to happen around the house. So maybe I can beg a boon from the fam. I plan on doing some writing while I'm away. The con has a tendency to run late, and so start late the next morning. Excuse me, several hours in the morning to do, a couple hours anyway in the morning to do stuff. And since I won't have EVE Online to distract me, I won't have family that I have to deal with, I could go down to the breakfast buffet, get myself a nice breakfast relatively early. I'm probably not going to take an hour and go out and walk, so you won't get talking on my morning walk for that. We might get some audio. I'm going to take the recorder, but I don't know that there's going to be any really interesting panels, so I'm not sure what I'm going to do there. I might try to record something short just to put something up to say what I've been doing, where I'm going to be during the day. My first panel is like 2 o'clock on Friday, so if you're coming to Mile High Con, I've got Listening With Your Ears, I think is the name of it. It's a book on audio. Should be interesting, should be fun, should be a good time. And probably will be just the 6 of us or the 5 of us on the panel, because at 2 o'clock on a Friday, nobody's going to have arrived yet, so I'm not sure why they do that. There'll be a few. There aren't that many panels running at 2 o'clock, so those people who are there who are looking for content will find us, I'm sure. I'm also apparently on one called, what is it called? The Reading Game, where 3 authors will be selected from a pool to sit behind a curtain and have an eager reader ask us questions about our books, about our works, and whether or not they might like to read us. So I might get picked for one of those. That could be fun. I'm going to take a couple books. I am going to take... Somebody asked me if I was going to take some books down. Yes, I am going to take some books down. I'm going to donate some to the literacy auction. And I'll donate a couple for this effort. And I'll have a couple to sell if people want them, so... So, 47. 47. It's my 10-minute warning. 8:50. Yes, I have 10 minutes to get back. I only have a half a block to go, so the alarm won't interrupt today like it did the other day. My nose is running. It's cold enough my nose is running. Oh, shoot. I just remembered. I have to go back and take care of the kitchen, which is a shambles. Sigh. Oh well. Here we are. I was supposed to go to the dentist today. And if I had, I wouldn't be talking right now because I should be at the dentist now. But I got a call yesterday afternoon saying that the dentist had had a bicycle accident over the weekend and was indisposed. He'd broken his nose and had some other problems. So, yeah. I'm not at the dentist today. I have to go next month. But I am at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.